I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. After Israeli strikes at Hezbollah targets in Lebanon earlier this week, Israel troops are preparing for a possible ground offensive into southern Lebanon. Sat 7 has a studio in Beirut, and Joe Willey with Sat 7 USA says they have staff who grew up during Lebanon's civil war.
So what they are seeing now that they're in their older years, now they're seeing young children who are going through a similar situation. And I think what is heartbreaking is because the desire is instead of young children growing up and understanding warfare, we really at SAT-7 want these young people who are the next generation of leaders, want them to know the gospel.
Pray for peace and for the people of Lebanon to claim hope in Christ. And MNN's Ruth Kramer connected with A3's new vice president for global ministry, Jacaren Emanuel, at the 4th Lausanne Congress. Emanuel's new role starts next week as A3 continues to expand ministry beyond their Asian roots. He says,
now the scope is global. And so that really excites me because I'm going to be part of this adventure of taking what God has been doing so powerfully in the last 5 decades in Asia to the rest of the world.
Lausanne 4 offers ministries like A3 a platform to collaborate for greater gospel impact.
That's the hope of Lausanne, I think, that virtual relationships will continue. And so what's really going to make us stick is deep relationships and friendships and the mutual respect for what God is doing in each other's lives and contexts.
Pray for Christ to be glorified through A3's growing ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with a goal of growing disciples of Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.